Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I started Watering Hole in 2009. Don't you think I wanted to be where I am now then?
Right.
That doesn't happen. That took 16 years. Oh, you know? It took 16 years of dropping chairs in Selma when you were just supposed to be like the trip lead. If you know, if you're an advanced person, like at 2 a.m. in the morning before the 50th anniversary speech of Obama, I have a law degree, a master's, and I'm dropping chairs. It's like...
Ashley Allison, you're an Obama White House alum. You worked on the Biden 2020 campaign where you beat Donald Trump. You're at the leadership conference on civil rights. You're a lawyer and a CNN commentator. Now you're a media mogul. What made you start this media company?
Well, I started the vision of Watering Hole Media in 2009 as a blog. It had a really run, and then we sunsetted it for some time. And after I decided, after we won in 2020 and I decided not to go back into the administration, I really placed a bet on myself and my entrepreneurial spirit. And for the first time in my career, I started my own company so I could learn the art of just, you know, leading yourself and leading a team. And then I saw very clearly that I wanted to not just be a commentator, but wanted to be on the business side of the work and really start to build and own platforms. And we did a lot of research for about 2 years about various platforms that were available for purchase. Some were not. And The Root came to us this summer, and it was a no-brainer, really, for me.
All right, so we're going to get to The Root. I want to know about your CEO journey just a little bit. What was the hardest part about learning how to be a founder and CEO of your own company?
Well, you know, one day you're like, I have a job. And then when you're like, I don't, unless I find work to give me a job, right? And so there is this real need to be a self-starter, right? Like when you're your own boss, there's nobody checking in to see if you're up on time, if you're ducks are due on time, to have clients outside. And so it really was, I'm surprised that I was so good at it, but it really was this ability to every day wake up and want something additional, want something more. And you're the only person that can push yourself. It also made me think it really is the job where setting goals and making sure you meet those goals are really, really important, because you can wake up and one day you're like, okay, it's the beginning of the year. And then before you blink your eyes, it's the end of Q1. And you're like, I haven't brought any revenue in. I haven't closed any accounts. And then you're kind of stuck. So you really have to plan ahead. You have to see around the corner for what might be coming, a client that might be sunsetting, more opportunities of different business. And three, you know, I realize that you want to keep overhead low. Like, yeah, would I love to be able to walk into an office every single day? Sure. But do I need an office? No, this coffee table is doing just fine. So it's just really about the things you need to sacrifice. You always have to hustle. You know, if you see me, I'm either on Amtrak or American Airways going from one to the next. But it's about that grind, that hustle. But most importantly, believing that you can do it and that you deserve to have that CEO title.
You know, when I started a company a few years ago, and it didn't work out. Yours is doing much better. But I used to always say, and it's true in consulting too, that every day was a Tuesday, right? Like, it's not the beginning of the week. It's not the end of the week. It's not even the middle of the week. It's just Tuesday. Like, every day you got to get up and just do the shit you got to do.
Yep.
So as you've taken this journey, did you think that you were running... Was it something that was drawing you to this company and this entrepreneurial vision, or were you trying to leave something else, right? Were you kind of running from something or running towards something?
I definitely was running towards something. I definitely was running towards my real assignment on life. I think that, you know, for the 20-year career that I've had, most of it has been a ladder, right? Like, you do this really well. So yes, of course, the next thing is doing that. And that is totally fine. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it prepared me with different experiences for this moment. But at one point, I just, you know, really, we're in the pandemic. Let's think about this. It's 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump loses. Joe Biden wins. Myself played a significant role in that win. I'm feeling very proud of the work that I have done.
Appropriately so. Appropriately.
I am in this place by myself because we're still in the middle of a pandemic, right? So all the things that you have learned from isolating and whatnot, I was like, do I really want to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning and race to the building and get in the morning meeting and go, go, go until? And I was like, it's not that I don't want to work that hard. It's that that wasn't the work I wanted to do anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And so it wasn't even like I was leaving anything. It was like, you know, what did it say in the Bible? Well, good. Well done, my good and loyal, faithful servant. It was like, yes, you did that work. Now you have the opportunity to do the work that you feel like your heart is being called to. And it really was one of coaching and guiding and help people develop their strategies, but also helping me develop my strategies to lead something.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You know, as you know, I went back to the White House after a career doing a bunch of other stuff. And the thing I found that was the hardest, I wasn't quite prepared for, is like trading your voice for someone else's, right? Like, you know, you get used to being, someone said to me, the problem is you've been free, right? And once you've been free, it's hard to go back and kind of just inhabit somebody else's voice. And I think, you know, I'm wondering from your career, you know, you had to choose whether or not to go back inside after being out for a bit, if that was something that, you know, maybe weighed on you.
Yeah, I was like, I have something to say. And again, there's nothing wrong. And for folks who haven't worked in government, you know, imagine you're really working for a superstar, right? You're working for, you know, Beyonce is the only one that sings Beyonce's lines, right? Like, she knows nobody speaks on behalf of Beyonce except for Beyonce. She has a whole team around her, but it's Beyonce's voice. And that's kind of what it's like working at the White House, right? You have the president of the United States. It's their voice. You have a whole host of people working around you, but it really is their voice. And I didn't want that. I just didn't. Yeah. I mean, there's no, like, at some point you just know what you want, and I didn't want that. Not for the moment that we were in, not for what I needed to feel fulfilled. And so that was a big part of it. And not just that I didn't want that, I knew I had something to say. I knew I had a voice for the moment, and I didn't want to play small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And well, now you're playing really big because you just acquired one of the iconic brands in media, certainly in African-American media, TheRoot.com. And we know The Root started by The Washington Post in the 2008 cycle, and has grown and had gone through a bunch of ownership changes, but you just acquired it. Tell me why you wanted The Root and what you hope to do with it.
Yeah. So I think, you know, at Watering Hole, we create a lot of original IP, original content. We work with a lot of talent and creators in developing their content. But one thing that I have seen in the media is distribution. My friend said, content is king, but distribution is the emperor. And you need a distribution pipeline, right? And so a lot of times we set these big things up, but we don't have any way for them to reach the masses. And the root reaches the masses. And so I really talk about it as our flywheel approach of like, our content feeds the distribution model that feeds the talent, that feeds the online and offline engagement. And so it was just one piece of our overall strategic plan was acquisition, and we were able to do it. And I knew I wanted to get an acquisition done before the end of 2025. I wasn't sure what it was going to look like, but I also wanted, I was hoping that the first thing I acquired was something I was familiar with and that I could very clearly chart a course for, which we're doing that internal work now. But it also, I knew I didn't want it to be the only acquisition that we did. So we're still looking at, constantly looking at properties, looking at shows, looking at places that we could potentially bring into the family.
Yeah. And so in this moment, you know, we don't have to get too deep into like all the big political news, but in this moment, what do you think the role is of independent media, digital media, you know, particularly a brand that has a lot of salience with the Black community? But, you know, the thing about The Root, I think most people don't know, is it's not just Black people who read The Root. A lot of people read it. So, but what do you think is the role of independent media, digital media in the, right now?
Well, you said something really important, Jamal. Black stories are American stories, and American stories are global stories, and they really do impact, but it starts with the origin of a Black story. And so our readers are Black, but they also are people from all around the country who come to The Root in an effort to make sense of the moment through the Black lens. And so the role of independent media, particularly through the platform that I now have, which is The Root, as I think it is, to make sense of this moment, Black people to understand what to think about, not what to think, but how to ingest the information and come up with their own thoughts, own opinions about the moment. It also is to tell truth, to move without fear, even if the story is hard to tell. And really, when I think about the role of The Root, I think about the historical role the Black press has played and making sure Black people were informed about where the next march was, where my friend tells this story that Martin Luther King's office was beneath in Atlanta, one of the only Black syndicated radio stations. And so when he was ready to tell a story to the country, he would bang his broom on the ceiling and they would drop the microphone down out of the window so Martin could talk to the people.
And that's amazing.
It's amazing, right? When you and I had just heard that story a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, that's what we're doing at The Root. Like, people are banging the broom on the roof. And we're giving them the stories through our channels and our distributions, and we're speaking to the people. I think about the role Jet played with putting the picture of Emmett Till's face with the murder, the heinous murder that that young boy endured, and what that did not just for Black stories and Black people, but what it did to really showcase the history that was happening right in front of people's eyes. So I think that's the role of The Root. I think that it is to tell the stories of people who often aren't in the center, the main character. We make people the main character in our story. And I think it also is a place for non-Black people to go and make sense of the moment and understand what Black communities are talking about, not as a voyeur, but as someone who is experiencing life with Black people every day, because we are part of the American experience, and they can better understand how they can be in community with Black people also.
So you used a phrase earlier, and I think I'm going to not get it right, but you talked about doing your charge, or maybe it was your mission.
My assignment.
It wasn't mission. Your assignment, phrase you used. When do you feel, when you're doing this work, when do you feel you're most aligned with that assignment? Like, when do you think, this is where this is my zone. I'm in it right now.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
When you know the work is hard, but it's easy. You know, like nothing that I'm doing is not hard. It's very hard, you know, but it's easy. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you're like, how am I going to get through that wall? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I could just walk around the wall. Or it's literally like, oh, I didn't see on the other side there was these like stairs to easily just go up and go over.
It's like getting rock star parking at the club, right?
Yeah,
like, oh, I'm supposed to be here right now. I leaned on the door and the door started to open.
And the door started to open, And how do you know that you are in it? I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself. But how do I get myself to be in it is that, you know, I saw Michael Ealy give this speech at CultureCon recently. And like he was saying, people were coming up to him. Oh, man, how'd you get this part? I want to get. He's like, I didn't skip any steps. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I've worked really, really hard. I think people sometimes, Jamal, you know me, but I think sometimes people are like, oh, she just defaults into it. And it may look like
they want
like
the cheat
code.
There's no cheat code.
There's no cheat code. There's been tears. There's been pain. Yeah. There's been frustration. There's been disappointment. There's been joy. And when the joy happens, it's like, how do I sprint through it so that I have, you know, I'm further along than I was in the pain and in the disappointment. But I find the lessons in those moments, right? So when I started Watering Hole in 2009, don't you think I wanted to be where I am now then?
Right.
That doesn't. That took 16 years, you know, it took 16 years of dropping chairs in Selma when you were just supposed to be like the trip lead, right? If you know, if you're an advanced person, like at 2 a.m. in the morning before the 50th anniversary speech of Obama, I have a law degree, a master's, and I'm dropping chairs. It's like sleeping at fire stations so that you don't have to work, you know? And so it's like, there's so many stories I can tell of like not skipping steps so that when you find your, that window, that opening, not being afraid. A lot of people thought I was crazy for not going back into the administration in 2020. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said I was making a wrong choice. I was the only person that said I'm making the best choice for myself. I know you don't see it right now, but if I go in, I'm not here today.
Yep, that's right.
And it would have been a great opportunity to go in. I don't want to play, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
I had to make a decision 5 years ago to help get me in my assignment 5 years later.
That's it. You know, there's a quote Kobe Bryant I found one time. Kobe Bryant talked about people always come up to him and they ask him how to be a better basketball player. What do they need to do to get better? And he said, I can't tell you what you need to do. You know what you need to do.
Exactly.
The truth is, you know that you don't have a good left hand, right? Like, you know your jump shot sucks, right? Yeah. Like, so the way you get better is go practice your jump shot like 100 times a day.
That's right.
Like, don't look for me. I can't tell you the shortcut. There is no shortcut.
Right.
Just go work. You know, just get it
done. You ever, like, for people who, are about to turn something in, and in your brain, you're like, I should read this one more time. And then you're just like, forget it. I read it one more time. And then I'm like, let me read it one more time, right?
Yep.
It's like, it's not just measure twice. It's like, sketch it first.
Yeah.
Have a peer review of it. Measure it. Make sure that it's the right material. Not just don't measure marble when you need wood, right? It's like checking every step. And then cut.
Yeah. Well, we're going to cut here. Our time is up. I love this conversation, though. And we didn't even have to talk about Scott Jennings today.
Like, I know, our friend.
He is our friend, but we did not have to do a Scott Jennings segment. But I did want to get you on the record to talk about this purchase of the Root, because I think it's a very big deal to have it in the hands of African-American ownership. I know there are a lot of people who are praying for you, who are holding tight for you, who want your success to happen. I'm one of them. So I want to give you a chance to talk about it with our audience. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.